Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The papyrus read, "First of all, I thought it necessary, since the packet boat was putting out to sea, to write. I am in Berenike. I wrote you a letter, but did not receive a letter. Was it for this that I carried you for 10 months and nursed you for 3 years, so that you would be incapable of remembering me by letter?" The papyrus is dated between 50 and 75 AD, was found as two fragments in a Roman dump at Berenike and written in Greek. It is the beginning of a letter from Hilkani to her son Isidorus, a harbourman. I chuckled and thought of the quote attributed to Socrates about youth loving luxury, having bad manners and contempt for authority. On looking for the quote, I found that it is regarded as misattributed to Socrates and might be an editing of a speech in Aristophanes' play The Clouds, circa 420 BC. And then I found this: "The world is passing through troublous times. The young people of today think of nothing but themselves. They have no reverence for parents or old age. They are impatient of all restraint. They talk as if they knew everything, and what passes for wisdom with us is foolishness with them. As for the girls, they are forward, immodest, and unladylike in speech, behavior, and dress." End of quote. And this wasn't ancient history, and not written today either, but medieval history, attributed to a sermon over 1,000 years later by Peter the Hermit. Now, I realize that I've made an assumption that son Isidorus was more youth than adult in not writing to his mum. But since he is a harbourman, that is unlikely to be the case. However, there is a trope one hears regularly that the youth of today are, and now add a description that is less than previous generations of youth, and therefore civilization is heading to ruin faster and faster. Such sentiments have been around for over 2 millennia, and if true, you'd think that the world would be well and truly wrecked by now. I don't buy the "people are getting worse" point of view. I think people basically haven't changed much over the millennia, while our technology and living conditions have greatly improved for many, but not all, in the last 150 years. I also think that youth today are more globally aware and more pressured than before, and, in the main, they are responsible people, and the world will be in good hands. And because we haven't changed, I think our views of God and religion haven't changed much over history. They are either aspects of creation, so the sun, the stars, the planets, living things, especially vegetation, or gods and religion are about bigger versions of us that are powerful, violent, do as they want with whom. Such is found around the world and over time, because these gods and religions are our creations, and reflect our deep desire to be in control, to be God, to be right in our own eyes, to be secure. Christianity is different, because it is a revealed message, a revealed experience, because our God is the God who speaks. Creation points to a hidden God, and yet our creation accounts are not violent, not good and evil battling to produce the world. They simply declare that God exists, and his creation is good. In Jesus, we discover the Word made flesh, God among us, who rescues us and gives us life with him through words, water, bread and wine. We wrecked everything, and still do. In Jesus, people discover that life is to be lived in relationships, of service, reciprocity, and care. Thus, it is a wondrous mystery, not something we made up, that God is a triune being, in perfect communion as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who has always acted so that we can live life to the full without fear of him or of each other. History can reveal that some things, us and our nature, don't really change. Christian theology reveals that God doesn't change either. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are always working so that we may live, and live so that the next generation is blessed. Let us pray. Eternal God, you have revealed yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and you live in the perfect unity of love. Give us a sure faith in you, so that we share in your holy fellowship and life as three persons in one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.